Hello, everybody. I'm Davey A, and welcome to Davey A Talks. Now, you may know me from my previous podcast, I Give That 10 Minutes, or my co-hosted one with fellow podcaster Frank Mendoza, Movies Across the Pod. If you've listened to me before, welcome back. If you're new to me, a fond welcome. I'm a Liverpool guy, father, husband, bit of a nerd, occasional gamer, pop culture fan, movies and TV fan, into a varied range of music, major food lover, real ales lover, although in moderation, of course, and of course, podcaster. I've been podcasting as a hobby now for almost 4 years. Started as a lockdown project and just carried on during my spare time. I've been fortunate enough to have chatted with authors, directors, YouTubers, voiceover artists, fellow podcasters, musicians, gaming fans, gamers, collectors, fans of movies and more. And I wanted this first episode to focus on this hobby of mine. So let's get into it as I talk podcasting. Firstly, I'm very grateful to you, dear listener, for taking the time to press play. It really does make it worthwhile. While you've got the time, if you've got the time, that is, follow me on the socials. You'll find me at Davey A Talks. Maybe you want to be a guest and talk about your passions in life, your hobbies, your fandoms, or promote something. Do get in touch because I'd love to hear from you. So, podcasting. Well, it's been quite the journey for me. It's something I started just to have a go at during lockdown, just to have something to focus on while we were all trapped in our houses and riding the storm that was COVID. Yeah, I thought I'd just make a couple of episodes and that would be it. But instead, it's become quite a major part of my life. It's been allowing me to make connections with so many people over the last few years. And I just thought it'd be an interesting opportunity, not only to introduce myself to yourself, but also to offer my opinions on this great hobby. You know, maybe you're starting out your own podcast. So I thought I'd offer my little opinions of what I did when I started out. And who knows, it might inspire you to start your own journey. So it all began, as I mentioned, with the show that I was previously part of, I Give That 10 Minutes, which was a fun project that focused on things that I like, which thankfully other people did as well, hence the, dare I say, success of it. You know, it's been going for a few years. So yeah, I'm going to count it as a successful podcast. It was mostly movies, you know, gaming, pop culture, but also covered things like Christmas, Halloween, movie events such as the Zack Snyder's Justice League, Ghostbusters Afterlife, The Matrix, and Star Wars, just to name a few. But now I'm back with a slightly different format. The aim is that I want to appeal to a more wide range of listener and guests as well. I want to talk about any topic, really. The last previous podcast, it was kind of focused on certain things that I wanted to talk about and things that I wouldn't consider wouldn't be an option for an episode. However, nothing's off the table now. So if there's a specific subject that a guest wants to talk about, or if there's something that's worth speaking about that I can just go at it alone, then I'll focus it and I'll tackle it head on. I may record more solo episodes as I tend to focus on only having guests, but there's a lot to be said for going at it on your own. How about you? Are you thinking of making a podcast? And let's face it, why not? It's a great outlet for being creative. I think, though, having the initial idea is key. You know, what is it that wants to make you get behind a microphone? What is it you want to say? You know, before pressing that record button, it's important to have a format or ideas to focus on. A name, for example. You know, do take the time to check that whatever name you have in mind isn't already taken. It took me a long time to find my initial one. I'd give that 10 minutes. Thankfully, it wasn't taken. But when planning podcast names, it can be something that someone else has already got a copyright to or a link to on their own. So do make sure if you are planning ahead and going with a podcast that you check the name is still valid and one that has been taken already. There's plenty of sites out there you can find online to search your proposed idea and see if it's available. And also sites that can help you choose a name. They can guide you based on your interests and give you a relevant name that might suit. It's always worth looking to see what jumps out. You know, when I started with I Give That 10 Minutes in 2020, it was a playful use of the wording. It was more like kind of toilet talk, you know, oh, geez, I'd give that 10 minutes if I were you. You know, like a play on a bit of filth, if you don't mind me saying, but it kind of evolved with the hope that if you'd stay for 10 minutes, you'd stay for longer, which I'm glad to say has happened. You know, people tend to stay and listen to my episodes and I've been given some really good feedback. It's why I'm still doing it. What about yourselves, though? Are you thinking maybe you'd need to get a co-host on? Or you want to go at it alone and be a completely solo producer? Or maybe have someone who helps you to produce the episodes and not necessarily record for you? There's definitely ways and means to go about it. But it's more about what you want to do. I mean, have you got an opinion? Have you got an opinion on a specific subject that you want to talk about? Grab a microphone and a laptop or your phone and just get recording something. There are listeners out there waiting to hear what your opinion is of whatever you want to say. You know, for me, I still use Spotify for podcasters to release episodes. It's such a great feeling knowing that when you've made something and you can see it on Spotify or other outlets, it's something you've made and people are listening to it and pressing play because of something you've created. It's a great feeling. I've always said that for me, it's about having fun. But seeing that since I started, I've had over 2,500 plays still blows me away. It's amazing. Now I know compared to, you know, other mainstream podcasters, it's small numbers. And for me, that's fine. But I'm always going to be so grateful to listeners, yourself and others who've pressed play and took the time out of their day. You know, 2,500 plays for me is brilliant. It's more than I ever hoped for. But for others, they will compare it and say it's very minuscule. I don't care. You loyal listeners have really helped me continue to do this, so thank you. What about if you're going to go down the route of podcasting? What kind of equipment are you going to need? Well, yeah, a great mic is good. You know, soundproofing, top-of-the-range laptop. It helps, but it's not the be-all and end-all. You know, I started with a phone and a headset. And yes, the sound quality wasn't the greatest at first. I've progressed since, but if you've got a phone or you've got a laptop with a headset, you can record something and put it out there. You know, I've expanded since starting out by acquiring pre-owned items such as mics and headphones and a laptop and pop filters and all these other things that you see most podcasters using. It doesn't have to be brand new equipment. I'm thankful that I work for a company that buys in such things, so I've been able to basically get my entire studio of things for podcasting. And I say studio, I'm literally sat on a table. There's no surroundings for me. I don't have a private room I can do this in. But you make the best of the situation you're in. But I say pre-owned goods are good if they're looked after. And I've been quite fortunate to buy pre-owned items that have been looked after. They're not damaged in any way. They work perfectly well. And I'm nearly 4 years in and I'm still using the same equipment and it hasn't let me down yet. So there's a lot to be said for buying secondhand, okay? Don't be worried about buying brand new microphones. You don't need to. These are just my opinions, okay? I'm not saying don't go out and buy certain things. I just know from my own experience, I don't have to break the bank to be able to record something for you lovely, lovely listeners, okay? Just make it as expensive as you want it to make. If you want a massive studio with all kinds of, you know, all bells, all whistles, equipment, then you go right ahead and do it, but it doesn't need to be that way. What about when you're recording? Are you wanting to use specific software? My recommendation is to use the likes of Audacity or Zoom or OBS Studio for your laptop. They've really proven to be amazing tools. Audacity, though, that's the one I use for me editing. It's quite a commonly recognized known software for editing audio. There's lots of others out there, but I found that Audacity has really been vital and hasn't let me down at all. Are you planning on going to like video, maybe like a YouTube channel perhaps? It's not something I've dabbled with yet. I've not gone into video episodes, but I have seen the success of YouTube, TikTok, for example. You know, for releasing regular content, it can really get you noticed. If that's something you're wanting to do, get some videos out there. I really should take my own advice, to be fair, but I don't know. Apart from the occasional, here's what's coming on my next episode video, I've not done proper videos, so who knows, maybe I'll dabble. But about editing, take the time when you're editing to make it as you want it. It doesn't have to be completely polished product. A lot of podcasts simply press start and stop on the record button, and what's said is said. You know, you might want to trim content, add some audio, remove certain parts of the conversation. Again, Audacity is perfect for this, but make it as you want to. You know, if you want it to just be a general free-flowing conversation with no need for editing, go for it. These are just, again, my opinions. I'm a bit meticulous. I tend to trim a lot out of the conversations I have, but I think the end product seems to be quite good, and I certainly like it anyway. Maybe the route you're going down for your podcast is a need for guests. You'll need some socials. I don't need to tell you how important social media is when it comes to getting recognition or followers or a message out there. But it's another vital tool in anyone's kind of podcasting arsenal. I have accounts on like Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, Threads, TikTok. So I know the value of having followers. You lovely people out there are sharing and pressing play and tagging and so on. It really does help to keep things going. You know, the awareness, simply having someone share one of your comments or links to an episode or a clip, really does help you progress. So get yourself some social accounts if you're planning on making a podcast or anything creative. By the way, I know I mentioned it earlier, but do follow me on the socials at Davey A Talks. Maybe you want to be one of my guests. Why not email me at DaveyATalks@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. We can talk ideas. We can talk about topics that make you happy. What are your fandoms? What are your passions in life? We can episode devoted to them. What about yourselves, Dom? If you want to make an episode and you want to have a guest on, do you want to chat face-to-face? Maybe get access to a quiet coffee house, a library, a public place, somewhere that's got room for you to be comfortable and it's not overly crowded is ideal. I've yet to have a face-to-face episode recording. Everything I've recorded has been through Zoom, so using the means of video chat. which is great because people can just do it from their own homes, and there's no need for, you know, a meeting place or any expense in that way. But it is nice to be in someone's company, especially if you're, you know, sat at a table and you've got a couple of microphones, you can just chat away. Zoom's been great for me. Video chatting's really provided me a means to reach out to other people, especially because a fair number of my guests have been American. So not being able to just go to America just on a whim, I can use Zoom to chat to them virtually. Zoom is the main focus for me for recording, and it even got me chatting to my Movies Across the Pod co-host Frank Mendoza via Zoom. He hosts his own podcast called Silver Screeners, which is a great movie comparison and review podcast. I invited him on to chat, and we developed a great friendship. 3 years in, and we still haven't actually met in the real world. But this buddyship we have has caused us to bring our movie fandom together, join forces, and chat on Movies Across the Pod, where we chat about a movie one of us hasn't seen before. So it's an interesting concept. You know, we both come to each episode with a movie that we've pitched, knowing that one of us hasn't seen it, and we get to offer a new, fresh perspective on something that's already been released, but from a new set of eyes. So we're enjoying doing that. It's nice to have a bit of a back and forth across both sides of the Atlantic. This is what I mean about the hobby being fun. It's given me connections to people I've never chatted with before or never thought I would chat to. The podcasting community itself is a vast one, but it's filled with so much support and appreciation. There's no reason not to get involved. You know, if you are planning on doing something, why don't you put pen to paper and get some ideas flowing? You know, topics, a format, maybe a theme tune. When would you release episodes? Would it be daily, weekly, monthly? There's so many options to go through, but I'm sure yours is going to be an exciting journey. Hopefully the small amount of knowledge I've acquired helps you to get those ideas flowing and get recording and make a great podcast. I know for a fact I'll be looking forward to listening to it anyway. For me though, I'm hopeful to talk about any topic. Previously, I was only talking about certain things, but with luck and a little help from followers, maybe yourself, I can appeal to more people. So yeah, that's me, my first introduction to my new podcast. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you. I do hope you're going to come back for more episodes. Hopefully lots of guests, lots of exciting topics, lots of fun. Maybe things that take me out of my comfort zone. You know, there's things out there I wouldn't have a clue about. DIY, for example. Football. Decent cooking. I kind of get by, but I need some improvement. There's definitely more things that I could improve upon. Maybe learning a language. I can barely speak English, but it'd be nice to learn something else. Maybe get a perspective from someone out there who speaks many languages. Who knows? Plenty of topics to come, I'm sure, and hopefully lots of guests. But yeah, those of you who've been listening from my Give That 2 Minutes, thanks for your coming back. And again, those of you who are new to me, I do hope you're going to come back and listen to me. Until then, I'm Davey A. Thanks for listening. And I'll be talking to you soon. Take care.